Trendstorm.
Welcome back to Trendstorm. Now let's take a look at the rising tensions between the EU and Turkey. The war of words between the EU and Turkey reached hyperbolic levels as figures on each side leveled harsh insults against the other, raising concern that the bickering parties are preparing for a divorce. It's hard to pinpoint when this all started, since both sides have been slowly but surely falling out with the other over the past couple of years, especially since Erdogan embarked on his goal to more openly Islamify and centralize his country. This occurred at the same time as the immigrant crisis was picking up, one of the relevant consequences of which has been rising grassroots opposition in the EU to Turkey's prospective membership. These tensions remained in the background, but came to the forefront just the other week when a handful of Western European cities banned Turks from organizing referendum rallies in favor of President Erdogan's upcoming constitutional proposals. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was supposed to fly to the Netherlands over the weekend to attend one such gathering when Dutch officials refused to grant him landing rights and forced him to turn around. Immediately afterwards, the Dutch also detained the Turkish Family Affairs Minister and kicked her out of the country. Turkey earlier warned that there would be consequences if Mr. Cavusoglu wasn't allowed to land, and the most immediate one was Erdogan attacking his Dutch counterparts as fascist and Nazi remnants. He even went on a tirade against German Chancellor Merkel for supporting terrorism because of allowing the large Kurdish community in the country to regularly gather in support of their political agenda. Right-wing firebrand Geert Wilders didn't let Erdogan's taunts go unanswered, however, and slammed him in a viral video message by saying that he's a dangerous Islamicist who raises the flag of Islam. Erdogan promised that Turkey will sanction the Netherlands and take it to the European Court of Human Rights in response to a treatment of Cavusoglu and refusal to allow him to address fellow Turks, while Wilders warned that we do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. In an ominous message widely interpreted as a subtle threat against all Turks living in the EU. The nasty fascist and Islamist overtones of the EU-Turkish dispute carry with them strong shades of an impending clash of civilizations, and seem to suggest that both sides are way beyond the point of no return in ever trusting one another again. So guys, to start off this a very interesting and controversial discussion today, we're joined by Ms. Sonja van den Enden. She is a Dutch political activist.
Trendstorm.
All right, Sonja, the first thing I'd like to ask you about is, how do you think the latest EU-Turkish tensions influence the results of the Dutch elections earlier this week?
Well, as I think, and as we can see of the results of the elections, the EU-Turkish tensions are very much influenced by the elections. The results show that actually Erdogan and the events that occurred in Rotterdam last week, maybe the whole world saw it, what happened, that the Minister of Family Affairs was kicked out of Rotterdam. And actually, everybody in the Netherlands thought, well, that would be a good win for Geert Wilders. But with the big surprise we had all, that it is actually Rutte again who is become the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. But also, it was a very good for the newly elected party Denk. It actually is a party consisting of two Dutch Turkish members who were kicked out of the Social Democratic Labour Party, and they started this party. But actually, what we think, or what the public opinion is that it is maybe founded by the AK party in Erdogan from Turkey, and 300,000 people, mainly Turkish people, voted for this party in the Netherlands. So yes, again, it influenced the elections. More Dutch people are starting to, well, hate is a big word, but don't like Turkish people anymore. Because as you know, as from today, it was also in the news that, well, they're going to start a religious war in Europe. And all these big words, what is going on and what they are speaking is actually really terrible. But we also know now that from the election result that Wilders became second. But more curious for me as a Dutch person is that all other parties like Christian Democrats, Green Parties, Democrat 66, are equally gained the same seats, 19, to be sure. And this shows that there must be some sort of idea behind it. And the other thing I noticed that the results came in already at half past 8, before the voting polls were actually closed. So they had to start voting. And it was an exit poll, we know all that, but you know, it's a very, very funny election we have here.
We're joined by Miss Sonja van den Enden. She is a Dutch political activist. It sure looks like it. You know, I mean, since we're talking about this highly publicized scandal, how has it changed the perception of average Europeans about both the EU and also Turkey? Because, you know, there's all this highly charged rhetoric swirling around nowadays about fascist on one side, Islamist on the other. Is this playing to any particular side's benefit, or is it just a lose-lose for everyone?
Well, it is a benefit, of course, for Geert Wilders. I mean, he didn't become the biggest one in the Netherlands, but he's second, as we know now. And a lot of people who booked their holidays in Turkey start avoiding this and maybe canceled their holidays. And the funniest thing I read or heard was that the famous Dutch cows, you know, from Friesland, were not allowed to enter Turkey anymore. So, but okay, to be honest, I think, yeah, it was never an option for the EU as well to let Turkey become part of the EU, because, you know, it's a long-standing question already for years and years. So, but it certainly changed the minds of the Dutch people here about Turkish people, maybe Moroccan people, about Islam, of course. Because the Denk, this party, what I mentioned when you had your first question, became the biggest one in Rotterdam. So that's, yeah, that's for a lot of Dutch people scary, because, you know, we have a lot of these mosques, but it's funded by Saudi Arabia. So, you know, the ideology, what they have, the Wahhabi ideology, and it's difficult. I know it sets the situation on, you know, it sharpens the situation. We will see what will happen in the next coming days, but it's, for sure, it's very, very difficult what is going on right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine with everything that we're seeing. You know, if you want to continue, please. Sorry about that.
Yeah, just to conclude the answer to your question, it changed a lot for the people in the Netherlands, but not for the politicians, because, you know, this party that what has won now, the Freedom Party, the VVD, they knew weeks before already that the Turkish minister would come to the Netherlands to hold a speech for the referendum. So they put it on sharp, to my opinion, and to a lot of other people's their opinion, that exactly on the Saturday, just before the elections, well, we had this conflict. So, yeah, for me, I wonder, you know, like with me, many other Dutch. But okay, it's just how we think. It's not a suggestion, but it plays well for this ruling party, for Mark Rutte.
Yeah, I have to say, I hadn't heard that theory before, but that definitely gives our audience a lot to think about, Sonja. So what I'd like to ask you next about is how Germany, you know, we saw that Germany took the Netherlands' side during this dispute, and this obviously sparked the wrath of Erdogan because of it. So how far do you think this whole scandal will go? And could this be the beginning of the end of the decades-long EU-Turkish partnership?
Maybe, but I'm still wondering, because, you know, the Dutch have a big trade agreement with Turkey. I think they are the second Turkey for the Netherlands, economic trade. So Germany, the chancellor was the first one to congratulate Mr. Rutte, because she's very, very happy. But I think what will happen, to my idea, opinion, is that the old European Union, as we see it right now, is going to collapse. We will have maybe a small European Union consisting of the Netherlands, Germany, maybe Austria in it, Belgium, perhaps, I don't know. France, we don't know, because the elections are still coming. And for sure, it will set a little bit fire, it sparkles the fire with Turkey now. But as I said before, the economic ties are very deeply with Turkey, especially the Netherlands. So, and you know, it's difficult to tell what way it is going. We don't know. For sure, there will be an European army as well. That's what they said, with the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden. So, but it's difficult, because maybe, as you know, we have the problem in the West. We have these cartels, from the media cartels. So we only know the people here in the country know only what is going on from their point of view, because a lot of people don't listen to the other media, the alternative media. So, but my opinion is, I think the European Union will be collapsing this way, as it is now. Turkey will not be a member. And I think because of the friendship is going on between Turkey and Russia, that maybe Erdogan decides to go to the other bloc, meaning Turkey, Russia, Iran. So this is, I think, what we're going to happen. But we have to wait until the elections in France and Germany. So I think towards the end of the year, we can see a lot of change coming on in Europe.
Okay, Sonia, thank you very much for sharing your experiences and your ideas with us. We are very thankful to hear them. And now we're going to move over and get the other side of the debate by inviting on Ms. Serap Balaman. She's a Turkish political commentator.
Trendstorm.
Okay, Serap, how has this latest scandal affected Turks' views about the EU, both the Turks that are living there and the ones back in Turkey itself? Is there as much enthusiasm from this community for their country to join the bloc as before?
The latest scandal, which is an important diplomatic one, by provoking mistakes of both sides, had a big social impact on Europeans and the Turks living abroad and in the country. Provoking Islamophobic Geert Wilders is a far-right wing party, tried to gain some more votes with this scandal just before the elections. But the liberal Mark Rutte, lately behaving a little like a right-wing politician, and Erdogan's favor to him, asking the Dutch Turkish immigrants to vote for him, had an effect. Erdogan as well gained more yes votes on his behalf about the coming constitutional referendum in mid-April. This scandal, at the end, was a win-win situation for both sides, regardless of a harsh and not respectful diplomatic rules. Both countries are NATO and OECD organization members, and Holland is the second biggest country who has big trade deals with Turkey. So now the Turkish community is very affected by this.
Okay, well, the next thing I want to ask you then, Serap, I mean, since we're talking about all the effects and the fallout of this scandal, you know, President Erdogan threatened that he might pull out of the immigrant deal that he reached with Merkel last year, which, if he did, it could possibly result in millions of people streaming into Europe again. Right around springtime, it's quote-unquote perfect timing for a huge storm. Why do you think he said this, and do you think he'll actually go through with such a threat?
He might have done, because the Turkish Republic already has more than 3 million refugees. If the diplomatic issues are resolving in this non-diplomatic and unrespectful way, and if it is eye for an eye, Turkey should let all the immigrants run to Europe. And when it is too late, the European countries and the United European Union will understand the real value of Turkey. Turkey is the peace provider between Europe and Asia and the Middle East. If Turkish bridge falls down, they will fall down as well. They should understand this, and they are behaving as crazy as the Turkish government now.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, Serap, it almost sounds like what you're expressing to me is that the West doesn't really appreciate Turkey. And so if that's the case, why is it? Why don't they appreciate Turkey's contribution to international security and, you know, helping in the immigrant crisis like you just described?
Yes, just before that Holland scandal and after also, there had been very harsh treatments from Germany and from Denmark towards Turkey. So, and Turkey has a very long history of joining to the European Union since 1950, and gradually we have signed other agreements on the way. Turkey signed customs union agreement with European Union 1995 and should be updated the first quarter of 2017. Which is a very important point. This agreement benefits only for the European countries, but not Turkish Republic. We have a bitter taste by this. And Turkey was one of the first countries became a member of the Council of Europe in 1949 and was also founding member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation, OECD, in 1961. We have a long history, and even before at the Ottoman time. And Turks have lost long ago their enthusiasm for becoming a part of European Union. But during the European Union access procession, we have decided and signed a lot of agreements by force of Europe on benefits of them, such as European Union, they established development agencies, and currently there are 26 in Turkey. What are the development agencies? They are strengthening the administrative structures for managing regional development. So regional developments, means autonomous powers. We are really, we believe that Europe doesn't want us our good. This has been for years. The Turkey did everything they wanted, and now they are done with it. Everything is established. Everything is signed. Turkey has changed and going towards a chaos. And now they can cut the ties. And Turkey can cut the ties also, if it is going to cut the ties.
Well, what I'd like to ask you then, Serap, I mean, just as the last question to you today, I mean, it sounds like both sides are definitely going for a divorce. I mean, just like you described, and it looks like Turks are pretty bitter. I mean, pretty bitter. They feel exploited, used, taken advantage of, now just discarded. So in light of these events, could Ankara turn more decisively towards Russia, China, and Iran and become a stronger, multipolar country instead? Basically look east instead of west?
This is the hardest question, Andrew. So lately, what we are witnessing is a kind of burn once bridge situation between Turkish Republic and Europe. True. And we are bitter. True. And the mainstream media, both abroad or inside of Turkey, is in a big plan of making dictator out of Erdogan. They have used him very well. Since years, they have praised him. They said very good words for him while he was signing what they wanted to. And now they are trying to create a new Saddam. In this way, after the referendum polls, there will be a rush up for conflict. And then by this way, destabilized Turkey will be ready to tear up autonomous regions. This is the plan I am seeing. So now they have nothing to do. Everything is established. Erdogan can become a dictator, push the people on him, make a color revolution, and put your new puppets there, and already the rules are there, the laws are there, agencies are there, and dividing Turkey. We are back to the Sevr plan.
Very scary.
First World War plan was the Sevr. We are living in a neo-Sevr, dividing Turkey.
Okay, Serap, thanks very much for talking with us today. We were happy to have you on the show. It helped present a pretty balanced perspective of what's happening in this dispute. Thank you.
Trendstorm.
Now, if we reflect on what our guests shared with us today, I think we can realize that, yeah, both sides, they are definitely proceeding according to different narratives. They are on different trajectories. There is definitely a divergence between the West and Turkey, be it with Turkey and the Netherlands, Turkey and Germany, Turkey and Brussels, what have you. Both sides are moving in opposite directions. Let's just hope that this divorce doesn't get any nastier. But you know what? I have a feeling it might get worse. But let's hope not. So guys, if you want to sound off and share your opinion about this very controversial lightning rod topic, please send us an email at radio@sputniknews.com or find us on Facebook. Stay with us.